Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badili. Have you ever wondered what has been gripping your power and light, shutting you off from your potential? Wonder no more. Energy Works Radio with one of the world's leading healers and transformation catalyst, Atana, will help you map out a pathway to create the life you truly desire. Atana brings his ability to see energy patterns to help you become the conductor of your own higher self. Get ready to unhook from those limiting agreements and patterns to create a greater fullness of expression of your soul. Say yes to the creative energy within you and stand in the power of this place to honor your gifts, recognize your skills, and extend outward in the world. Why? For the highest good imaginable. Now here's your amazing host, Atana Badili.
All right, and we are here. We are ready and making this happen. This is Atana, and I have Ed Lawson with me. Ed is a longtime friend of mine, and he is a chiropractor, and he has recently branched out into hypnotherapy. Ed, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Pretty wonderful. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. So we wanted to give people like an idea how it feels from the outside looking in, literally when we have like a professional conversation about clients and people in terms of how we can support them. And often when we worked on people together, we had people that we worked on that were sometimes more open to my work, more open to your work. And when we had actually people who were open to both of our works, they made like quantum leaps. And that was very interesting to observe in the people that we had working, that we worked on. And what do you think about this, Ed?
Well, when a person comes to me for some kind of help, I have a limited view of what they're presenting with. You know, no matter how much I know, there's always a certain perspective. They bring things to the table and I can, you know, figure it out. And then our energies combine and sometimes they're more open or less open. And so then I always enjoy working with other practitioners because they're going to see something I don't see, even if it's just another chiropractor.
That's a good point.
And that's always very helpful, especially energy work. I find that working with several different professionals in one individual case, they make much more progress than, say, someone who just limits themselves to just one person.
That's right. And each person really has a different view and approach of life. And then even in each profession, how diverse that's being approached, how more it's becoming visible. And I appreciated the approach that we often had over the years, where we worked on different people, on different cases, and often we had amazing results, you know, and amazing insights that helped the person literally transform their lives.
Yes, it's very. I feel honored to have you as a support person and working with a lot of people because, you know, I do some energy work as well, with hypnosis, helping them change their emotional foundation so that they can make better choices. But anytime I can get your support and working with them, they always make much better progress. So I just really appreciate the support and what you bring to the table is pretty amazing.
Thank you. And you know, when you really start approaching the work, the healing work in a way where we want to just do the best for the person, I think that's when all the ego falls away, because this is about supporting and serving and helping another human being to be the best it can be. And it's really just getting out of the way of thinking, well, you know, this is my client, this is my patient. This is a lot of the professionals in this field, they're holding on to that and trying to hoard the people instead of sharing and taking insights from other professionals. And what I often have seen is every time we had these approaches and we were focused on supporting that person to be the best they can be, they made quantum leaps.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree with that. I've seen it over and over.
And when I look back, and I know you like for like over 10 years now, and I can see your approach is supporting the person, getting them into the best place where they can be so that they can literally move on and being independently moving on for themselves. But let me go a little bit further here. You changed your approach a little bit more into the energetics, a little bit more into hypnotherapy. Tell me what's happening there.
Okay, so I originally got into chiropractic because I was motivated to help people. And yeah. I also understood from the beginning that the physical is very important. It's just one piece. But the emotional component, I was originally going to become a psychologist. So mm-hmm. the emotional component is very important. And a lot of their physical issues, you know, especially subluxations, misalignments in the spine or what have you, they have an emotional component to it. And if I don't help the client or the patient address mm-hmm. that emotional component, then they're going to be very dependent upon my care. And so mm-hmm. then I started looking at ways I could clear that emotional component. Like first using, I used muscle testing and just intuition to mm-hmm. find, you know, the emotional components and then help them address it. And yeah. then with some release techniques. And then I got into hypnotherapy just to go deeper to help them learn to be able to relax in the face of stresses and challenges of the day. And mm-hmm. so that they don't reinitiate these things that we release.
Oh, good point. And we all know that stress is about the factor, the disease factor for about 220 diseases. So just de-stressing them.
Well, stress, it's funny, you know, we mentioned stress and people automatically assume psychological stress, but stress is, you know, just like today, it's very hot and humid outside. And so when yeah. you step outside from a cold environment, that is a stress, and that does something to your system. The stress of not eating well, the stress of you know, different abuses, the stress of not getting enough sleep. So all yes. those things combine into, you know, stress is the number one killer.
It's amazing when you go into the depths of, and if we keep that focus on the stress for a second, if we go into just a diet, for example, just a diet that is stressing the system, just that already initiates stress, emotional stress, even mental stress, traumatic patterns that are still repeating themselves from the past are stress. Expectations, what needs to be done in now and in the future. This is all stress.
Yes, it is. And when someone chooses to eat a meal, and even though they know what is a healthy meal, we know, we've seen it on TV. We you know, if you grow up in this environment today, you kind of know what's more healthy and what's not, pretty much. Uh-huh. And when you eat unhealthy, your subconscious mind knows you're making an unhealthy choice. And that multiplies the fact that you're not eating well. There's a little bit of guilt in there that also adds to that and magnifies it.
Yeah. So that guilt could amplify stress.
Yes.
So and that's like just one factor. That's like just having that brownie instead of the salad or the apple, right?
Totally.
And so every time choices are made and they're not literally not in our highest good, it does implicate a tiny amount of stress that can amplify and that can build up to more stress.
Yes, exactly. We're really humans are great at rationalizing to get what we want. You know, we make the choices in the moment, but, you know, deep down we know whether we're making a good choice or not. And so that rationalization, you know, gives us an excuse in the moment, but, you know, we have more than one mind. That's how we can argue with ourselves. And so my job is to help alleviate that need to make a bad choice. Find it. Why do you feel driven to eat this way or smoke or whatever it is?
Yes.
Or just, you know, to make a mountain out of a molehill. That's another form of stress.
Yes. Yes. So if we address that, we can save life force, right?
Oh, we can immensely, because it takes up a lot of life force for that stuff.
So when you shifted into hypnotherapy, you realized there's an emotional component, and I'm sure you're sensing there's even like mental aspects and some. I'm sure when you go into the depth of it, there is much more dimensionality to it that it's not being really fully explained as more than subconscious, right?
Right. There's beliefs, you know, and we have these beliefs because of past experiences, but there's also emotions. That's like an emotion is like this energy force built upon a trigger. So when you go to a restaurant and you have a certain smell, that reminds you of a childhood memory of when you use that food for comfort. So it'll be hard to fight that. And so you may make a choice based on that. So, and then there's, you know, there beliefs is the mental thing. And then emotions, of course, the emotional triggers, past memories, there's patterns. And with hypnosis, we can clear those old patterns so that you're free to be in the moment and make a better choice without the pressure of those past beliefs and emotions.
I see. Well, and I'm sure it helped a lot of people changing their bad habits from eating to addiction, right?
Right. Yes. And what I find is a lot of our behaviors are addiction. So we're addicted to, you know, just the way we do things. And so when someone is willing to let go of the way they do things and the way they view the world and allow it to grow and change, then they're a lot freer to make choices that head to a much healthier lifestyle. And one of the things that I think we're most addicted to is ourselves, you know. And so if we can let go of ourselves and break that ego a bit, then we'll find much more freedom, greater possibility. We'll be able to live in our highest potential. And that's what that's why I really feel strongly about hypnotherapy is helping people get to that, to reach their highest potential.
Nice. What are some of these triggers that help people to let go of their worldview that they have or self-view that they had? Why are people, for example, saying all of a sudden, when they never had that impulse, I want to try this?
Could you restate that a little bit? Give me an example.
Yeah. For example, you know, it requires people to let go of the previous view on themselves and on lives when they come, for example, and say, "Hey, I want to do a hypnotherapy session," right? And whenever that happens, what is the trigger? What makes people usually make that decision? Are they doing this because they saw that somewhere on a, you know, on a documentary, or did they have to have a life-altering experience? How do they find you?
They often, well, word of mouth. People say they'll see someone changing and making better choices, and it's like, well, what have you done?
I
say, well, I'm seeing this Dr. Lawson guy. Often, what happens is people just want a better life, and they'll talk to other people, and that's a big motivator to seek out something that can help them change. Because, you know, one of the hardest struggles sometimes is just making a different choice, and we need help to do that.
Nice. All right. So they in some way or form said, I'm ready to change my life. They saw it from somebody else. Or they come to a dead end in their life where they said, you know, something has to change. I can't move forward like this anymore. And then they ask friends or they find you right away. How do they find, how can people find you it?
Well, I'm working on getting my website up. It's called Whole Life Adjustment. Uh-huh. It'll be wholelifeadjustment.com. And because that kind of sums up, you know, my approach is looking at the whole life, you know, yes, the mental, emotional aspects, the diet, yes, physical body, and all that. I have an email address, edlawson7@gmail.com. That's edlawson7@gmail.com. And also, I have an office in Tullahoma and in Nashville. So my Tullahoma, Tennessee office number is 931-454-0544. And that would be a really good way to find me other than emailing me. It's just to call that office.
Okay.
And ask about.
And what's your Nashville phone number where people can reach you in Nashville?
The Nashville phone number, it's 615-352-4455. That's 615-352-4455.
Perfect. And people can also acquire your services if they're in a different state, Ed, or do they have to come to you in person?
Now, I do work, you know, not necessarily over the phone, but kind of through text, where they'll send me a picture and I'll do some energetic work, or I can do consultations like nutrition consultations over the phone because of, you know, testing energy reflexes and figuring out, okay, so why aren't you digesting your food? What do you need to help do that? Is it a food you're eating? So I can check that at a distance.
Oh, good. Good. So that's like Ed Lawson. And then seven, the number seven written out, or just a number?
Just a number.
Uh-huh. And gmail.com, yes, right?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. And tell me, Ed, how do you prefer hypnotherapy versus chiropractic? I know you did chiropractic work for how many years? Over 10 years, right?
Yes. I graduated in 2001, and I've been working ever since. In fact, I started, you know, before I graduated at school, and then so I've been, you know, so it's 15 years.
15 years.
I've been practicing. Yes. And so here's the thing. Here's why I got into chiropractic in the first place was, you know, to identify help. But I knew from the early things, like D.D. Palmer, the discoverer of chiropractic, he said there are three things that causes misalignment in the body: thought, trauma, and toxins. And so we can adjust people, and sometimes that initiates enough of their innate ability to address the situation and release it. Like an adjustment can cause emotional release, but a lot of times we need to address the negative thought, the trauma, you know, physical trauma or emotional trauma, and the toxins. And so I use nutrition to help address the toxins, or they may have to eliminate a food. So really you can't separate, you know, this stuff. And it's some of my colleagues want to separate it and just say, all you need to do is adjust. But, you know, we're more complicated than that. We're whole people. We have a mind, we have emotions. So it takes the whole thing to help. And that's why I like working with other practitioners, is because they're going to see some of that that I'm missing, you know, especially someone like you. You know, we all, it's like a radio station. My radio station is Ed Lawson, chiropractor, hypnotherapist. Your radio station is Atana. We're not on the same station. So we're going to pick up different things. And then that's kind of an analogy I like to use sometimes.
Yes. Yes. And let me ask you another question. Your chiropractic approach was already unconventional, right?
Yes, it was. I was on the way to becoming a psychologist, and I wanted a quick. I worked in the wilderness program with juvenile delinquents, and I did reality therapy, control theory. I was certified in that. That was developed by Dr. Glasser. He's a psychiatrist. He never used drugs, and I used that approach with kids in the wilderness program. And, talking to people doesn't always help. And in fact, it's really, you can talk to people for years and they still have these problems. They're still carrying them around. They're just a little more comfortable with them. And so I was looking for something that would really get in there and make some changes. So I always knew that the mental, emotional aspect and the vitamin aspect was very, very, very important. Because like with vitamins, we're building a house. We want a house made with good materials. Well, if you have a bad diet, you're not building your body to be very healthy. So you're asking your innate intelligence to take this bad building material and make a good house. That's just not going to happen. So we have to supplement our diet. We have to choose better foods, better building materials, because everything we eat, we build with it. And also another aspect that a lot of us don't consider is the energy that's in food. So live food has more energy. How the food is cared for has better energy. And so all that plays in the part. And that's why it's important to even have some kind of meditation or prayer before you eat, because you charge that food with positivity. And then that in turn feeds you better.
Nice. Beautiful, beautiful example. Now, let's go a little bit deeper. Tell me a little bit about the broomhole approach.
Okay, so the broomhole approach is something I started when I was still in chiropractic school. And so I went to Dr. Broomhole's wellness. He has a 10 steps to wellness thing. And he looked at not only the health triangle was the physical, emotional, the structural, emotional, and nutritional component, but there's also food allergies, electromagnetic interference, and toxins. So we got to address those six components in someone's health to life for them to, break through. So for instance, I had a patient come to me. He had these kind of twitches that was causing him to spasm forward. He was even hitting his head on the steering wheel. Mm-hmm. And so what I found was there was a toxic metal dealing with that. But he wanted to, he came in for the adjustment, so I started adjusting. Well, immediately those spasms stopped, and it changed his life. He was going to have to retire. So those spasms stopped, but they continued during the night. His wife says, you're still doing it in your sleep. Mm-hmm. And she says, you should do the nutrition thing with Dr. Lawson. That may help. So we did it, and then they went away completely.
Nice. That's nice. And he was also on tour with John Bon Jovi, right? As a chiropractor.
Yes, I was. I was studying with Dr. Broomhole for, or more than a decade. Every year I go to the seminars and study. So we look at all those components, how to utilize that approach in our chiropractic practices. So, we take on cases that, that many people have failed at, medical doctors, and sometimes I find just a new adjustment to do that would help, or, using homeopathics or nutrition or, just different things. And so that's why I like to study different techniques and everything. And so Dr. Broomhole, he had studied a lot of techniques and put it all together in one organized system. And so I was supposed to move to Kansas City, and that fell through. And in 2012, I was just looking for, and I called Dr. Broomhole's wife and said, hey, she's a practice consultant. Her name's Brandy Broomhole. And she's been in practices all over the United States. And I thought, well, she could find me a practice on the West Coast, because I really wanted to go to the West Coast and work for someone else. I didn't want to own my own practice anymore. And so, because I had a guy come in and take over my practice. So it was divine intervention. It was pretty amazing. Right after I called them, John Bon Jovi's chiropractor called and said, hey, we want a Broomhole doctor for this next tour, because John wants a Broomhole doctor out there. And Dr. Brimhall said, hey, I've got one of the best guys. He happens to be free. So Dr. John called me up and said, hey, how would you like to be a Bon Jovi's chiropractor? And I said, that would be pretty cool. And he said, or you could come to Phoenix and run one of my practices. And I'm like, no, I don't want to run a practice anymore. I'd rather just work for somebody. So so they flew me up for the interview, and I got the job.
Nice. And did you have fun traveling and listening to the music and adjusting?
Yes,
I did.
Stories
to say,
amazing.
To tell?
Well, let me see. Stories. Well, I adjusted a lot of the crew. You know, someone got hurt or something, had a little strain. I was on hand to take care of it. The other chiropractor was there too. There was two of us. In the beginning, it was just me, and he came back out to help with exercise and stuff. But there was things like, you know, John wants to be at peak performance, and that's why he has chiropractors on the road with him, so that he can be his best, sing his best. So as a Brimhall doctor, you know, sometimes we make things look pretty amazing, so they call it voodoo sometimes. And so some of the guys said, oh, we really like it's voodoo. <It's
funny. laughs> Well, I'm sure you have some amazing experiences there. And Ed, we're going to shortly go into a break, and I would like you to share your contact information with our listeners so they can find you if they would like to require your services.
Okay. So you want me to repeat it now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. My name is Ed Lawson, chiropractic physician and hypnotherapist. I live in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Now, my office in Tullahoma, the office number is 931-454-0544. That's 931-454-0544. And my email, my personal email address is edlawson7. That's just the number 7. edlawson7@gmail.com. edlawson7@gmail.com. I also work every other Thursday in Nashville. And that office number is 615-352-4455. That's 615-352-4455. And the name of the practice there is Belmead Chiropractic Center. And the one in Tullahoma is Heinrich Chiropractic. Now, I also do hypnotherapy appointments out of my home. You can get that contact through the office in Tullahoma or email me. And then we could set that up after a brief phone interview. And that's about it.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ed. And we're going to go into a break and be back shortly.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. His technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, well-being.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right.
you can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Connecting in the flow, dancing through the great ascension, spreading worldwide, rising from a painful past, moving.
And we are back from the break. I'm here with Ed Lawson. He is a chiropractor and he's a doctor of chiropractic and also does hypnotherapy. And we started already the conversation a little bit early about stress and how it can support people in releasing stress and also bad habits from eating habits. I'm sure it goes also deeper into addiction release. Are you working with people who are letting go of heavier addiction as well, Ed?
I don't do any kind of drug addiction stuff. I do smoking and weight. And okay. Those are, you know, food addictions are very complex. It's very challenging. And then also with smoking. Mm-hmm. And how that works is, it's to me, it's important to identify the underlying drive. You know, so why does a person choose to smoke? What does it do for them? What's the benefits? What's the payoff? Yeah. Versus, you know, that's why it's there's a benefit there. They wouldn't be doing it. There's a perceived, and they get something out of it. And so if you can help them address that and release it, then they can let it go easier. And then the suggestions for stopping smoking work a lot better.
And what are typical motivations for that? What are typical, you know, circumstances that are bringing them to smoke, and what are the reward programs there? What is it that they're getting out of it?
Well, it makes them blend in with their peer group. So they may choose to smoke because everybody else is doing it. Mm-hmm. It may be a coping mechanism that they observe their parents use. And so they feel, you know, so we learn very subconsciously everything from our parents. So then they learn to deal with stressful situations by engaging in an addictive behavior like smoking. Mm-hmm. And so those are identification smokers, and that's the most common. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, it's just like, that's basically the reasons people smoke is just because everyone else is doing it, either their peer group or their parents.
Mm-hmm. And I know it from experience, and with you and with the people we worked on together with, I know from experience that you're really going deeper into when patients come and see you, and even when they work with, even with some pretty abstract things that they're suffering from that, like, for the normal person would be, like, totally crazy. And they would, like, what is this, you know? I know from experience that you're dealing even with people who have attachments and are being really affected by beings that you, and past experiences that you help them also to release. And I know we worked on together on different people to release and support them to release the attachments and entities.
Yes. I've learned a lot about that, you know, by working with you when we've had sessions together. And that's really how I learn best, is just by working with other people. That's why I like to go to seminars. And so a lot of times we'll have a particularly strong challenge. We may be just totally off and in a bad mood and thinking negatively. And it turns out that it's not really us at all. It's just one of those entities. And I like to describe them as, like, they're energy parasites, kind of like, mm-hmm. you know, how dogs get fleas.
Yeah.
And so you got to get them off. And sometimes you can get them off yourself. Sometimes you need help. And sometimes there's so much. We become vulnerable to these things just because of our own belief patterns and negativity ourselves. That just opens the door for them to come in. And so I've learned to help clear those off. And then people, you know, their life changes. It's pretty amazing. And then so I go into different levels of that. But that took years for me to be able to tune into that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you can at this point, you can already, you're automatically, I'm sure, integrating this in your checkups, right? But you say, oh, let me see if this is a diet, toxins, entities, or what it is.
Right, yes, I do that. And most often, I don't tell people what I do. In that way, because they're coming to me for conventional, kind of, you know, a little bit unconventional help. And then, for instance, I had a patient several months ago. She had been in a car wreck. And since that car wreck, her mind wasn't working right. She couldn't count out money. She would have episodes of crying for no reason. And so, you know, injuring the neck can be a very emotional thing. So I'm just going along, adjusting. And she mentioned that kind of thing. And, you know, after a couple of weeks working with her, I'm like, I better check to see if there's any kind of an entity thing going on, an attachment. And sure enough, there was. Mm-hmm. And so I just cleared it during the office visit. And she left, and then she came back. And she said, what did you – she turned around after she got outside and came back, and she wanted to talk to me. She goes, what did you do? I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, you did something different. I feel like my old self again. What did you do? And I'm like, that's when I told her.
Yes.
What I did during the wreck, she got an attachment. She was made vulnerable by the wreck, I guess, by the emotionality of it. And bam. And then so it was just what these things do is they try to instigate negative thinking and behavior and stuff that feeds them, and they feed off of that. And so so they perpetuate our negative mind states. That's how they feed.
That's right.
At least some of them.
That's right. And specifically in traumatic events, it creates openings in our auric field. And if there's beings around or entities around, they do snuck in if they have an opening. And I experience clearings of that also on a, almost on a daily basis, honestly, you know. And I had times where I said, well, I really didn't focus too much on it. But lately, the last year and a half to 2 years, I think it's pretty extreme, so that I feel it would be an effective thing to integrate this into a daily clearing ritual. For me, it's something that when we walk outside and it's dusty, we just go into the house, take a shower, and we wash ourselves, we cleanse ourselves. Energetically, we should do the same thing, just on a daily basis, because there's so much more debris flying around, and we're shaking so much more debris loose because of all these wavelengths, all these waveforms and multidimensionalities that we use in terms of, electromagnetic smoke. It almost shakes stuff up. And I would highly recommend everyone to consider clearing themselves from entities on a daily basis, even with a nice, beautiful, protective prayer or just a clearing, cleansing ritual that we can also do in a shower at the same time we cleanse it. Do you have a special ritual that you do, Ed, for clearing?
Well, I do. In fact, I clear myself several times a day because in working with my wife, she's like a really bright light. And so she attracts these things kind of like moths are attracted to a porch light. And so I clear her often, and then I have the clients I'm working on, you know, that are in different states that I clear. So I find that I have to clear. It's very important for me to clear myself first before I work with them. And so I just I really tune in. I use I use sulfur. I use other kind of crystals that I don't have to hold them. I just visualize them in that energy. So when you focus energy, you know, like the piezoelectric effect. So when you squeeze a crystal, it gives off an electric spark. That's how those lighters work. So there's a lot of energy. So when you put energy into a crystal, it comes out different. So it's just like transform into these stronger waves and very focused and helping in their properties. So I use several different crystals that I got from you.
That's right. Yes. You got a very good setup there.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much for that. And so, so I just use that. I get really focused. I tune into my own center, and then I have the crystals imagined there, and I'm using their energy to kind of clear my field and expand it. And then I also, you know, use to connect to the greater central sun. And here's the thing. I intuitively or muscle test whether there's entities or not. But often I don't even see them. I clear myself, and I can feel them clear. Yes. So I think, well, I don't have one, but and then when I center and clear myself, I did actually have it. And so that's how I work with it.
Yeah. Thank you, Ed. And we also have to go into a break now any second. So how can people find you?
Okay. I'm located in Tullahoma, Tennessee. I also work in Nashville. I have my phone number in Tullahoma office is 931-454-0544. That's 931-454-0544. The Nashville office is 615-352-4455. That's 615-352-4455. My email is edlawson7@gmail.com. That's edlawson7@gmail.com.
Thank you. And we're going to go into a break.
Like a gentle spark, expanding my cells with endless wells, so I can play my part, allowing my star.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right.
you can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Like fireworks, the energy works to fill our world with love.
And we are back. I'm Atana. I'm here with Dr. Ed Lawson. Ed, we are friends for a long time, and we worked on so many aspects together. I had some stuff you worked on. You had some stuff I worked on. Previously, we were like going into what is like your way of clearing, and what have you experienced from people, what they use for their daily maintenance of entity clearing or emotional clearing. Do you have like another insight from maybe clients that you saw what they do?
Yes, I had one patient. She didn't seem to get a lot of attachments, but her friends and family were. And so when I talked to her about, you know, it's kind of like energy parasites and they feed off the negativity, she thought, oh, so when I'm in a negative place and I probably have an attachment, so what I need to do is move up this scale. There's an emotional tone scale out there, which she's familiar with. She's not into the Christian Science thing, but that is developed by L. Ron Hubbard. But it's just you identify your emotional state at the moment.
Yes.
You know, whether it's happy, sad, there's a lot of negative emotions. You can get emotion list. Now, so they go from a little bit negative to a lot negative. And so when you're in a very negative place, it's hard just to go from, say, depression to joy, for instance. So you just go work your way up the scale. And so as she noticed, she went just little increments up the scale, like say from depression to sadness, for instance. When she made that shift, that changed her vibration, and then it cut off the food of the entities, and so they left.
I see. So, and then
pretty cool.
From sadness, then she would even go to the next step because she feels lighter now and clearer.
Right. So she would just walk her way up out of it. It's like climbing out of a pit, one step at a time.
So that could be like depression, sadness, grief, etc., and then like one step at a time. What requires still perseverance and focus for her to, and I guess structure to move forward. Well, that's a great insight. Thank you. And Ed, how did you came to like even approach these different layers of beings and energies and emotions?
Well, I knew from early on years ago in working in the psychology field that emotions determine your state, and your state causes physiological things to happen. Like, you know, if you're nervous, you release a lot of adrenaline in your system, and that ages you actually faster. So the peace and calm people age slower, and they're, you know, chronic stress causes poor thinking. So all that adrenaline. So in working with that, I learned to help do emotional release things like NLP things and neuro-linguistic programming. I studied that some. Just, you know, in reality therapy, you ask someone, what are you doing? What are you doing to get it? Is it working? You know, just personal evaluation. And that went into, you know, I've studied Reiki.
Yeah.
And I've been a, you know, I'm a Reiki master. So I use Reiki. I don't use it, you know, so much as thinking about it. It just happens to flow.
How did the Reiki energy and the awareness of how to apply it, how did that develop?
Well, I was never really in the beginning, which was like in the early 90s. I didn't really feel energy much. I knew of it. I understood it. I'm also a white belt in karate, and I know about chi and life force or ki in karate. And but it took a lot of you know, just imagining and relaxing and clearing myself to be able to actually begin to feel the energy. And so, for instance, when I'm working with Reiki with the client, and I would imagine, okay, so you're just supposed to be a channel for spirit guided life force in the practice of Reiki, and just allow that life force to come through from the universe in through you and into the person. So as you're standing there, I would imagine, you know, the energy flowing in and see it, you know, just imagine it going and filling them up. And then sometimes my imagination wouldn't work, say over someone's stomach. I couldn't imagine the energy flowing through their stomach. It would just not formulate in my mind. I couldn't imagine the picture. And the later I would find that that person had a stomach problem. And so it turns out my imagination, even though it's very subtle, is my way of, you know, dealing with this energy, seeing it, working with it. And so it's so subtle, it's easy to doubt. And so a lot of what we're getting, you know, when we walk into a room and there's an issue there, maybe there's some entities on some people or something, and we have a bad feeling, we'll talk ourselves out of that signal we're getting just because it's so subtle. Mm-hmm. And so so when someone has gifts and they say they can hear their guides talking to them, just like we're talking now, that is so easy. But when you have to imagine it, and it takes a lot of trust and a lot of letting go, because when you let go and truly let go and you imagine something, then you can kind of trust it. But if you have an agenda and you want something to turn out a certain way, then that starts getting in the way of how you imagine and then how accurate it is.
That's right. I see that often, specifically in the students that are coming to me, or the beings that just want to learn to do energy work, and they are even like the slightest insight, and it can be so faint, like a smell in the air, like an aroma in the air. And if it's so faint, it requires us to really focus on it instead of negating it or looking for something that is stronger in terms of the waveforms. If we will just look at what is stronger, then we would just go to the cell phone towers because they're so powerful, you know?
And yeah, we would miss a lot of things if we don't focus on that very subtle stuff.
That's right. And I appreciate you bringing this to the awareness also for our listeners, that our... You say imagination, I'm going even further to say intuition. And parts of that gives us an idea and a direction, almost like a lighthouse, how we go connect back to our intuition, to our source, and then go from there and just listen instead of us already being preoccupied with what we want, what our agendas are, what should happen. And if we go into the natural observation or unfolding, a lot of these things start to harmonize themselves without really that we have to force it.
Exactly. And when you get into that energy and stay in the moment like that, life starts talking to you. And then you start noticing little synchronicities and other things that show up as messages in your life. And before, when we weren't so aware or observant, those messages were given, but were never received.
Yes, because we were so busy doing good things.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm so happy that you could make some time today to be on the show, on this radio show today. And I'm grateful to have you as a friend and supporter as well. Tell me, Ed, how can people reach you if they want to get your services?
They can call my office in Tullahoma, Tennessee. The office number there is 931-454-0544. That's 931-454-0544. And I have an office in Nashville. I'm there every other Thursday. And that is, number is 615-352-4455. That's 615-352-4455. And my email is edlawson7, that's just the number 7, edlawson7@gmail.com. edlawson7@gmail.com.
Wonderful. And if you have a closing intention idea for our listeners, what would that be?
Well, that is just to start becoming more present in the moment. When you tune into that, things start to guide you to live a more harmonious and peaceful life. When you have trouble, you can always call someone like me and Atana. And thank you so much, Atana, for having me on your show. And it's been you've been a wonderful friend throughout the years, and you've really helped me grow immensely in my personal life and in my work. And I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
So the most important message I would give is, though, it's always important to have a coach if you want to be successful. Some of the greatest athletes in the world always have coaches. So get a coach. That would be someone like Atana. That would be like me. I always recommend having at least 3 coaches in your life. So you want to have several people that you can talk to. It's like a brain trust, if you will.
Nice. Thank you so much, Ed. And you have a wonderful day. Thank you for being at the show. Thank you, listeners. Much love to everyone and big hugs. And we talk soon.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badili. Each show, Atana provides listeners with live energy healing meditations and tools to shed the layers of limitation and reveal the powerful life force within that can conceive, achieve, and activate you for an amazing life. For more information and to book a session with Atana, please visit AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com. And tune in next time for Energy Works Radio with Atana.